Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. Today we're joined by Christian Bibeau, the General Manager of Moisson Estrie, an organization that claims to play a crucial role in addressing food insecurity in the Eastern Townships. Mr. Bibeau provides insights into the staggering findings from the Hunger Report released in 2023, revealing a 30% increase in the number of people seeking assistance through food banks in the region. We talk about those challenges and how Moisson Estrie is coping with the growing demand and the community's role in addressing this pressing issue.
Well, first, the food counts comes from Banque Alimentaire Canada. So it talks about the reality all around Canada. This is a report that comes out once a year. And so this year, what we see is that just for the Eastern Township, there is a 30% increase of people that are asking help throughout the different organization or food banks in our area. This is 30% more than last year, and it's 67% more than it was in 2019. So it's a big increase. We also see that there's more and more children that needs help from different food banks. So this is not a pretty account, I'd say.
In today's challenging economic landscape, families and individuals are navigating a complex financial terrain with post-COVID adjustments, rising costs, and tighter budgets. As we head into the winter season, even seemingly routine expenses like changing summer tires to winter ones can add to the financial strain. Mr. Bibeau will shed light on how Moisson Estrie is making a difference in helping families in these financial turbulent times.
Well, we obviously see all the impact for the after COVID-19 that plays a big role in the economics. Right now, and we see that that budgets are getting tight. Families and people seems to have a bigger challenge to meet their obligation, and so inflation and all the raise of different costs that we can see all around. So what it means is that people are facing different challenges with their respective budget. And what we also see is that anything that can happen in a month, let's see something very, very, something that we're used to see, but we're turning into winter right now. So we have to change our summer tires for the winter tires. Well, that kind of expense, could have an impact on the families and in on the budget, and so that could make people to knock on our door. Those are a simple example just to that portray that the family budgets are very, very tight actually.
Cassin explains to us that Moisson Estrie is a lifeline for hundreds of people in need, providing essential assistance daily. But the stark reality is that the demand far outpaces the supply. And what is crucial is the support they need, not only from the government, but also from the community. Donations, particularly monetary ones, play a pivotal role in their mission to ensure that no one in their communities goes without food.
Well, Moisson Estrie, we actually comes to help over 200 people every day, so and that's from our own installation in Sherbrooke. We also brought food to 52 different organizations all around the Eastern Township. And what we see is that we're working very hard to get more food. We have good partnership with a lot of people. And we actually get more food. The problem is that the needs get way over what we are actually able to get. So we're turning to a new strategy, which includes buying foods in order to have enough to redistribute to our organization. So what we need actually is a different kind of help, governmental help. But we also see if people can do donations, money donations to Moisson Esprit or other organization that comes to help people in the different communities. Money donation is always a good way for us to buy food and to make sure that we can answer the needs as well as we can.
It has been reported recently that child hunger in the eastern townships is a real thing. We asked Mr. Christian Bibeau what are some of the challenges that he faces with his organization when it comes to addressing child hunger.
Well, it's difficult because when we're talking, we talk about children, but we talk about families. There's a different way to help children specifically, and one of this way is directly with working with school food to all the children in schools in Quebec. It would cost something around 1.2 billion, eh? So in order to provide food to all the children in our school in all Quebec, it would be $1.2 billion. It would cost collectively $1.2 billion. And when you look at what we do with our collective money right now, I don't have anything against electric cars, but if I have to choose to get all those billions of dollars into some big companies like that, or to take $1.2 billion to feed all the children in every school of Quebec, I think, for me, the choice is very easy to do.
So another topic that has been making headlines is the regional conference addressing food supply. Christian shed some light on this conference and what kind of solutions that we can expect as a result of bringing everyone together for this gathering.
Well, basically, we all those organizations and Moisson Esprit and Moisson Grande Bay, we all work very hard in order to help people. Now what we need to do is to get together. We need to join our forces and to try to find solutions that would include all the good things that we do. Moisson Esprit on itself, it can do a lot of things, but Moisson Esprit and all those organizations in a partnership, in an association, we can do a lot better. So the first thing is to get together and then to think about those collective solutions that we can get, that we can put in work. And it includes a way to think about buying foods to our producers right here in the Eastern Township. So not only we can help people that with the food, with the hunger problem, but we could also help our agriculture people here in the area that are facing challenges by themselves, like we saw just last summer, and with the climate change, the effect of the climate changes. So what we want to do is to get together to think about collective solution and do things here, right here in the Eastern Township, not be just being waiting about another solution coming from Quebec or from Ottawa, but to think, to see what we can do together in the Eastern Township.
Our guest mentioned how important government aid was, but what about the community? Is their support growing? Are they answering the call?
Well, obviously, we need a very strong public services, so that's a part the government can do. In our communities, what we see is people are still being very generous. Solidarity is always a great sign. It's we see that people try and are hopeful to help others that are facing difficulties. So we just got the Guignolée des Quartiers here in Sherbrooke, and we're having a record year for that generosity, actually. So I think our communities are already doing what they can. Generosity, solidarity, that's great. I think I think we are already there. Now, we might need good public services. Absolutely. We ask the Quebec government for financial help in order to provide food. So there's things that that those government can do. As far as our communities are concerned, I think people are doing a great job, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, that wraps up our conversation for today. I want to thank our guests, Christian Bibeau, General Manager of Moisson-Estrie, for those insights on the current state of food insecurity and the significant challenges that are facing our communities here in the Eastern Townships. My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community.